Out to Moshe, by Daber Hashem Elov, may Oyel Moyed Lamer. And Hashem spoke to him from Oyel Moyed, saying, by Yikra, word by Yikra has a small olive, an olive is the Ira. So the Balaturim says that the reason why the olive is small is Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to write Vayikra with an olive of a chlal. He wanted it to be Vayikar. Vayikra means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to him and invited him. And Moshe Rabbeinu in his Midah Vanove wanted it to appear like it was by happenstance, like it says by Bilam. It happened to be that he met with Hashem, but not Vayikra. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu insisted it should say Vayikra. No, to be Mekayim the Ratzon of Moshe Rabbeinu, he allowed him to write a small olive. So really, Moshe wanted it to be Vayikar, but in his Anove, it was compromised. At least he could write a small olive. Chanukas HaTorah says a word, there's a medrash that says that how was Moshe Rabbeinu Zoyche Karen Arponov, that his face lit up. Took from the extra ink that was left over from the Sefer Torah and he placed it on his face. And from that, it was Karan Oroponov. First of all, what extra ink of the Sefer Torah? And second of all, how does ink make a person's face light up? Zokta Chanukas HaTorah, we're talking about the extra ink that was left over because of the Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu. It really should have been a big olive. But because of the Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a small olive. So that midah was a geirim that there should be extra ink, and that is the midah of Anovah that caused Moshe Rabbeinu's face. It wasn't the smearing of the ink, it was the midah behind the extra ink. That Anovah, that was geirim kikaran arpanov. The Baal Megala Amukos has a sefer with 1,000 pirushim in the Olive Zeira. Why does a small olive? 1,000 pirushim. Why does a small olive? One of the pshatim that he brings down is that the Gemara says, "V'hamisnasei l'chol arayish." HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevates every person, every head of whether it's a business, whether it's an organization, even the smallest people, even the least kind of a craft, the person that's in charge of the irrigation, which field gets to irrigate its field first from the waters. Person in charge of that, which is not such a chush of a position, even that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem decides every job and every position. That's the pshat in Aluf Zeira. Even the smallest aluf, the smallest master, needs the vayikra from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the goyrim of every single person that's in charge of anything. Kal v'chaymer, when it comes to kings and presidents, leiv melachim v'sarim b'yad Hashem. There's others that say, Lehepach, Aluf is a lashon of Aluf, a master. Aluf Zeira, Bedavka the Aluf, has to lower himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than anybody else, because there's always the danger that the greater you are, the greater the gaiva, and the more a person can go away from Hashem. By a melech, it says that he has to have the Sefer Torah with him, Kol Yimei Chayav, Levilti Yosher Levavai. If anything, by the melech, there's a bigger shash of gaiva. So aluf zeira, he has to make himself small. As a matter of fact, just had the Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas says that by Shemon Esrei, so a regular person is only allowed to be koreya at the beginning of the end of the Brachas, that chazal were koreya. A kohen gadol bow down at the beginning and the end of every bracha. A melech remained bowed down throughout the entire tefillah. Why? Because the greater the person is, the more he has to be machmi himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Daber al b'nei Yisrael. Speak to the b'nei Yisrael. V'amarta aleihem. Odom ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem. If a person will bring from you a korban l'Hashem. Rashi says, why does it mention Odom? We have to learn from Odom Arishan. Just like Odom Arishan was not makriv anything from Gezel. And how do you know that? There wasn't shayach Gezel by Adam Arishan. The whole world belonged to him. Everything in the world, all the belongings were his. So it wasn't shayach for him to bring Minah Gezel. So to you should not bring Minah Gezel. The obvious question is, how could we learn that from Adam Arishan? By Adam Arishan, it wasn't shayach Gezel. He owned everything. Whereas a regular person, it's impossible. You know, it is possible. We have a klal, ain't done in Evshir, Mishai Evshir. So what is it? If Hashem wants to aser Gezel by a carbon, fine. There's ways of asering it with Beferish Ipsukim. But what is this lesson from Adam Arishan, that just like Adam Arishan did not bring Minah Gezel, so too you should not bring Minah Gezel. It's not a demon. I once heard a Mary the Kipshah. You see a Gavaldi aside from over here. Whatever a person owns, and whatever a person's matziv is, that is his oilam, and there's nothing else that exists in his oilam. The same way by Adam Arishan, his oilam was, it included many different things, and that was his oilam. But Adam Arishan would not dream of getting something from Mars or getting something from the moon. That was not part of his oilam. The same way Adam Arishan, there was no havamin of taking something from a different mokeh, which wasn't shayach. That has to be the outlook of a person on what he has and what belongs to him. This is my oilam. Nothing else was meant for me. So the emes is, I taka own the world. I own the entire world. There's no other world. Anything that's not in my domain of ownership is a different velkalabi me. And the male, I am the total bailam over what's around me, my mishpacha, my situation, my mominus. This is my oilam. Somebody else has, that's a different world. That doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned. And that is daima to the Marishan. This is number one, yisoid in leisachmai. Yisoid in how we have to look at the world. Leisachmai, you shouldn't covet what somebody else has. Why not? There's no shaykhs to you. It wasn't meant for you. It's not good for you. It's not part of your oilam. That is the mahalav that a person has to have. Somebody once came over to Michil Mechel of Zlotchev, Zeichet Tzadli V'Kodesh Levracha, and he said, the Rebbe makes a bracha of Atola every day. Bracha of Atola, I make a bracha of Atola every day. So yeah, the Rebbe says every day, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. He didn't have a penny, his name was Nani Ve'evian. How does the Rebbe say, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki? It's a bracha of Atola. He said, what are you talking about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the exact amount of anius that I need. Shasali called Tzarki. That is my tzarek to have anius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that to me. Shasali called Tzarki. He didn't look the lacking of anything as a chasarin. This is what was meant in my oilam. He had no kinna for anybody else. Ramayu Dikamaisa. Lately I was Mavara more. Ramayu Dikamaisa. Adam Godel, Moshe Eisman of Vineland, Zeichet Tzadik Lebracha, my Shreya's first cousin, Avdam Echaim L'chaim. So his Rebbetzin was Niftar at a very young age. He was in her 30s. She was the backbone of his yeshiva. She cooked and she took care of all the kashmir. He's a tremendous tzaddikus. So she was Niftar in an Erev Shabbos. She's in a hospital in Maryland. The Chevra Kadisha from Vineland. If they should take her, put her into to refrigerate her goof, because the kfur is not going to be till after Shabbos, and the weather was warm. So they said, they want to refrigerate. She says, no, not a problem. You could just leave her here in the room on the floor, and everything is fine. They wanted to bring ice to the cholapach. No, it's not necessary. Thought it was strange. They came after Shabbos, and kakavah, there was not a scent. Nothing. There was no to be garnished. Mamish. So they asked him, like, what made you think that this was going to happen? You know, nice. So he said, by me was a dover parsha that she's not going to have any decay of us. I remember when we were learning, I was learning together with her the Isra of Leisachmai. So she looked at me. She said, how is it shy for somebody to want somebody else has? It's not shy. I couldn't see such a thing. Why would the Torah have to give an Isser for that? So the Pasuk says, Rekev Atzomis Kinna. What causes the decay is jealousy. And by her, what shy of that whole mitzvah of jealousy, I understood that there's not going to be any decay. And kachav, kachav. So that's the way a person has to feel. A person has to feel what Yenna has. It's a different world. No shaykhs to me. But why does the Torah bring down this hashkofa l'gavi korbanos? Because korbanos is kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one become close to Hashem? He shouldn't have any tainis. He shouldn't have any questions. If you have this hashkofa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me exactly what I need, and whatever he didn't give me is a different olam. That way a person can bring a korban b'lev shalom to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in general, it causes a tremendous hiskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a moedika hashkofa that we learn from this pasuk over here. By the korban oyla, it says, v'hifshit es ha'oyla. You should skin the oyla. You should remove the skin from the oyla. V'nita choysol in socheha. And you should cut it up into pieces. V'nosnu b'nei ha'aron ha'koyin eish shalom izbeyach. They should place a fire on the Mizbeach. The Hikter HaKoyin as HaKoyil HaMizbeach. This teaches us that a korban oil of both has to be skin. You have to take off the skin and you have to cut it up and then you bring it onto the fire where the fire totally consumes it. There's a Gemara Masechta of Shimon Shuav says over here, a Mavidikim Hashav. Mavidikim Hashav. Shimon Shuav Zeichet Tzadik L'Bracha. In the Sefer Mayan Beis HaShe'eva, there's a Gemara in the Sefer, this Brachas Dav Chavav in Beis. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Tfilois Keneged Tmidim Tikmum. That we daven, the Tfilois, Keneged the Korbanos Tamid, the Tamid Shal Shachar, Minkas Keneged the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, Meirav is Keneged the Haktorah Zayim Bur. So Tfilois Keneged Tmidim Tikmum. Now, the Korban Tamid, of the morning and the afternoon was a carbon oil. So it comes out that if the carbon was a carbon oil, and our tefillos are connected to carbon oil, so just like the carbon oil needed hefshit and the tuach and kol le'ishim, it'll come out that our tefillos also have to have hefshit, the nituach, the kol le'ishim. How does that manifest itself in our tefillos? She says, Givaldi, the Shulchan Aruch, Rechayim, Simen Tzadik Ches, Tzif Aleph. V'kach hoyu oisim chasidim v'anshei maisa. This is what the chasidim and anshei maisa used to do. Shohayu mizboididim, umechadnim b'tfilosam. They used to be mizboidei. Shohachas l'pnei ha'tfilo, the Gemara says. And they had kafana, ad shohayu magiyim l'hispashtus ha'gashmiyas. Until they literally removed their gashmias from themselves. Their guf, with all the machshavas, the physical machshavas, were totally removed from them. Ulis gavras koyach hasichli. Dr. Schwab, that's keneged hefshit. That's keneged. Same way the skin is a chitzanias the kithin. It's the outer covering. And you take it off before you're makarut on the mizbeach. The being mizbeidei, removing all physical machshavas, and all machshavas about Olam Hazeh, removing that from your mind, that is the hefshit. That's number one. It says right there in the Shulchan Aruch, right over there. V'tzorach sheyashav b'dvorim hamachmiyam halev. You have to think about things that lower the heart, subdue the heart. V'hu adas ma'ashekosuv, lev nishbar v'nidke, elikim loisimze. A heart that's bozui, that's put down, Hashem will not cast aside. That's the makim of manita choysel and sochel, to cut yourself into pieces, to think about things that are machni es halev, to think about things, whether it's your own trachim, your own sufferings, or other people's sufferings, it's machni es halev, that's manita choysel and sochel. After you do that, comes the haktorah on the mizbeach. That's approaching Shmoneh Esrei with his lahavos, Baruch Atah Hashem, to put yourself into a matzav of fire, to be ma'ir of the machshavos, to be ma'ir of the kavana. That's v'hikter oisah hamizbeach. Those are the three things in which our tefillos are daima to the carbon island. Shwab is ma'isiv. It could be that it's an added reason why we say before Shmoneh Esrei, Hashem sosai tiftach, because after you reach such a madrega, where You're totally in a ruchnistic world and you broke your heart. It's not shaykh to open up your mouth. You're so muchle in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're standing in front of a king with full realization of who that king is. It's hard to open up your mouth. So that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem svasai tiftoch ufiyagin tiyilosech. Dosach reshwab amayvidikim ayvidikim shah. The Pasuk says, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lamer. Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lamer. Nefesh kisecha to pishgoga. The nefesh that will do an aveira b'shoige. We call mitzvahs Hashem. Asher lo yisei osena. V'osra me'achas mihen. And he'll do one of these. So the Al-Shech HaKadosh is medagdik. There's extra words over here. The Pasuk says, Nefesh kisecha to pishgoga. We call mitzvahs Hashem. So what is it adding over here? It already said, the nefesh did the aveira. What is it adding by saying, so Zokta Al-Shech HaKadosh L'Chayra, why would a person need kapara on a shayig at all? He did it without das. He made a mistake. He didn't realize he was doing an aveira. Why does that need a kapara? Part of Shad is because Maisa the Guf did an aveira. So it's not like there's no chayt at all. And Aina says, Aina Shrachmona Patre, it's like you did nothing. The mice is not miyuchas to you. But a shayig, the Guf and Maisa did an aveira. That's what Chayr, the Parshat of Shad. Of the Al-Shech HaKadosh says something else. If it happened to a person that he did an aveira without das, Bal Korcha, he's already guilty of that aveira somehow before him in another place, of us. The Gemara says, "Behemten shel tzadikim ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takol al yodan tzadikim asman lekos again." If a fellow would be totally pure of that aveira, Hashem would not allow he should be nichshel in this aveira. And if he was nichshel b'shoyge in this aveira, vaystoyz that his nefesh is not clean of this aveira. And that's what the Torah is telling us over here. Nefesh kisech de b'shgoga. You call mitzvahs Hashem Hashaloi Siyasana. And if you'll wonder, why does he need a kapara? He only did a b'shoyeg. The teretz is, v'osa me'achas me'hena. He had already previously done one of these aveiras. His nefesh is not totally clear. So if there was a makom for this aveira to attach itself to him. Like how he did it shaloi b'das, he did it b'shoyeg. But if he would have been totally pure from this aveira, there wouldn't have been a makom. Hashem would have guarded him a second time. It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen. But he wasn't clear from that aveira. The Moshe Gemaisa that I saw, there were two Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer that were traveling Soicharim. They were once traveling on a boat, and it was still during the time of the Spanish Inquisition. Spanish Inquisition, although it started in 1492, it was officially in effect well into the 1800s. So they were on a ship, and they weren't headed for Spain, but the storm took them off towards Spain, went off course, and they were taken in by Goyish policemen. They were policing against pirates and against people that are trying to smuggle in goods without taxes. So they were taken in by the police. They were in a pachat because they were Yidden. And if they were caught as Yidden, who knows what could happen? They could be killed. Spain, it was illegal to be a Jew. So each one of them was taken in by a different agent. And they would stay at the home of that agent for a couple of days. And they would go under a cross-examination. They'd be checked out. So Reuven, one of the Talmidim of Chassam Sofer, went to one. And Shimon went to another. Reuven comes to the house. He says, "What am I going to do about kashrus? You know, they're going to serve food. If I don't eat, or if I'm not bedavka to eat kashrus, then they'll be able to tell that something's fishy and I'm a Jew." So he's very worried about that. They sat down to eat the meal, and he hesitates. So the official looks at him. He says, "Are you by any chance Jewish?" He hems and he hoars. He says, "You don't have to worry about kashrus. I mean, the kashrus is the tachlis I eat." He said, "I'm also a Yid."
and he took out a chalif, he showed him his chalif, he shuts his own food, and everything's betachlus akashrus. The simcha that he had was Nayrav Ayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu guided him here, that he doesn't have to be, he's mamish by a yid. The other fellow didn't have that same mazel. The other fellow was by a guy. And Al Karchuk, to save himself, he had to eat tarfus. They both passed inspection. They ended up going back eventually. They compared notes what happened to them. So this one said, hey, Mamish had HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of me. And the other one, Mamish had terrible tzar. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him? And me, he put into a matzah where I had to eat tarfus. So they came back. He went to his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer. And he asked them, how can it be? You know, I'm a Fomerachi. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give me the same siyata d'shmaya. So if it says, were you ever nikshal and kashrus? Nikshal and kashrus, I mean, and kashrus were tachas either. Think back as a child, maybe he would make a once or whatever. So he thought back when he was a younger man, when he first got married, a shayla came up on a chicken. And his wife thought from what she knew from her family that this was an emesdik a shayla. He helped himself to be a Pisces. He said, ah, it's gone. It's perfectly mutter. And they ended up eating it. So I'm saying, it says, there's the answer to your question. How could this Baruch Hu give siyata d'shmaya if a person is totally nizer and he's makrid and he doesn't allow himself to be sullied by treifas achim? How could this Baruch Hu give a special siyata d'shmaya? But where there isn't, if that mesiras nefesh is lacking, and a person allows himself to compromise, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give the siyata d'shmaya. Those are gezogt, the heli yichsam seifer. V'zorku b'nei Aaron, ha-kehanem es ha-dom alam b'zbeach soviv, v'hikriv, v'zevach ha-shlomim, ish el Hashem es ha-chelev. You have to be zorik the dam, around, and you bring the chelev on the Mizbeach. We see from over here, from every carbon, there used to be Makriv, the Dam, and the Chelev. Pasav is Davka, these two things were brought on the Mizbeach. So the Pardes Yosef says a very nice pshat. Blood is something that moves through the body. It represents movement, it represents advancement. Chelev, on the other hand, it's stuck on the body, it's stationary. If anything, it keeps you back from moving it. It holds back, you know, the movement of the body. It's stationary. Blood is a moving thing. It shows the shtablus. It shows rizus. It shows movement. The piece of chaylev, it's, you know, sedentary. It doesn't move. So he says, the emes says you have to know how to use each one of those midas. On the one hand, when it comes to doing the mitzvah, you have to emulate the dam. It moves, it zoros, it's toises, it bubbles. By a mitzvah, you have to be on the move. When it comes to an Adair Lehebe, then you have to utilize the meat of the chaylev to stand back. You know, in the Megillah, it says when the night and the Aris came, Tachashverosh to be Mazanin, it says, Uvagia tor nara v'nara, the trumpet kadma v'azma. They rush forward to be Mazana. By Esther it says, Ubagia Torres there, Basa Mikhayo Doy, Munach, 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 Munach. So up to Gomundoyan, that the Shiks and they were all Zrizais to go be Mazana without. By them it was Kadma Vazla. They stepped forward and they ran. By Esther it was Munach, 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 Munach. When it comes to Midvar Mitzvah, then you have to utilize the midah of the dam, the midah of the zrizus, the midah of the effort, the midah of the movement. When it comes to an aveira, the lehepach, you have to utilize the midah of the chelev that stays in place. Unfortunately, people tend to confuse the things. And when it comes to environments, they sometimes are lazy and they use the midah of chelev. And when it comes to an aveira, unfortunately, they use the dam. This is why we're makir the chaylev and the dam on the mizbeach. In case we misuse the chaylev, the midah of chaylev, and instead of using it for But for a favor, we use it for a bar mitzvah. And we'll help up the dam. Okay? Instead of using it for a bar mitzvah, we use it for a bar avera. Now we bring it on top of the mizbeach, that it should be mechapah for us. Thus is, thus ought the paradis Yosef. Just want to say over a short word, but again, to Purim, I saw Mordechai Maisa. I don't think I mentioned it here. But anybody would give to be by the Shabbos table of Rosh Hashanah. What an opportunity. Sit there to see Amish's shining face, his smiling face, and to see his anhugas, and to hear his Devarei Torah, and to be in the Avirav Kedusha. What a gevaldik gezach. So it happened to be a kibbutznik, somehow or other once, made it to the table of Rosh Hashanah for the Friday night Suda. Fellow knew nothing, mamish nothing. And he sits by the table, he's watching. First night, it's a Rosh table. You can imagine, was a matzah of Kedusha. After the whole Suda, Rosh Hashanah wanted to hear what his impression was of the Suda. So he says, I noticed, you drink in the beginning, you drink at the end, Kiddush and Brichas Amos, and the Suda, you also drink. Now I understand something. Now I understand why you don't drive on Shabbos. If you drink so much, if it's nature, I still don't understand why you can't turn on the electricity. That I don't understand. This is what the kibbutznik came out from the Nishkin Devarei Torah, Nishkin Hanhagis, Nishkin Shchina, Nishkin Kiddusha. Now I understand why you don't drive on Shabbos. You drink, whatever. Emesis, at least he has an excuse because he was not brought up with the proper chinuch and hashkafas or whatever. But when we come to a yontif, which is Molei Kedusha, and we take the wrong things out of it, you know, the chitzoniest things out of it, then we are to blame. The Svarim bring down, the Arizal brings down, that Kippurim, Yom Kippur is like Purim, not Purim is like Yom Kippur. Kippurim? Yom Kippur is like Purim. So I heard a Mari the Yipshad is a Rosh Yeshiva from Eretz Yisrael, Rishu Eichenstein. He spoke by us in Yeshiva this week. He says, how can you compare Purim to Yom Kippur? They're mamish two opposite extremes. Yom Kippur were like Malachim, Yom Kippur is Kiddushim, Yom Kippur were Mufke from Olam Hazeh. And Purim, the S, the Mitrink, the Miz, the Mamish, Jolly, the Shayach. How can you compare the two? They're mamish two opposite extremes. So he said, it's Yadua from the Svarim of Chaim Volozhiner speaks about it. The Ramchal speaks about it. That a human being is a blend. Guf, Nefesh, Ruach, and the Shama. These four things. And there's two Mahalchim in how to deal with these four Madregis. Yom Kippur is one mahalach. We're malachim. We are shamayim dikke people. So the asayir starts from the neshama, because we're pure neshama on Yom Kippur, because the guf is put to the side. The asayir comes from the neshama. It peters down to the ruach. From there, it affects the nefesh, and from that, it affects the entire guf. So we're totally permeated with kedusha. Kippur, the Avodah is the exact opposite. The Achila and the Shasiya has to be L'Shem. Now what? Purim, I'm sorry. And Purim is the exact opposite. It starts from the bottom up. We start with the Masiyas of the day that the Guf does. Achila and Shasiya and sending Shalach Manas. That's Mekadosh the Guf. And from there, it goes upwards to the Nefesh. And from the Nefesh, it goes upwards to the Ruach. So finally, it goes upwards to the neshama. And again, if we do it l'shem shamayim, we are totally permeated with kedusha. So it comes out that's not Purim. It's Yom Kippur. It's Kippurim. The end result has to be the same thing. It's just a question of which angle you start from. On Yom Kippur, we start from the top, go down, and on Purim, we go from the bottom, going up. But the ikur is everything has to be neshama l'shem shamayim. And both of them are goyrim, a tremendous desire. So was thinking it could be that that could be the pshat of the chayvon of the son of the puria. Adol yodam in haram lo baruch Mordechai. Baruch Mordechai. Mordechai was a shemayim that he did. He communicated with Eliyahu Hanavi, and he hikish al dal say rachamim, as the Gemara says. Mordechai ben Yor ben Kish she hikish al dal say rachamim. His mahalakos from the top down. Haman, he's arur because arur adam. That represents the tachlis hachaymer. On Purim we have to come to a madrega. We don't see any difference in the mahalakha either. Even if we start from the bottom sheba bottom. We work our way up, we could reach that madrega of Baruch Mordechai. It's just a matter of looking at it from a different angle. Yerusha, we should be Zoyche, Yeshua Senechamis. It's obvious to everybody we're living in the depths of Ikvis of the Mashiach. We should be Zoyche, Tlaihudim Hoysa, Eira B'Simcha, V'Sos V'Yikar. Hagud N'Shabbos. Can I ask you to call me back in about a half hour?